Molly Tuttle is my special guest in the second hour of today's program. I had to look back in the archives of Unreal Bluegrass, which you can do whenever you want to. If you just search Unreal Bluegrass, you will see the website. You will see 360 interviews with all of the people that you know in bluegrass, some you don't know, some from the jazz world, some authors, some luthiers. Molly is there. In August of 2017, right before the world decided she needs special attention, and she started getting all these awards for guitar player for IBMA. She's won that 2 years in a row. Now she's released a new album. The album is When You're Ready. We're going to talk to Molly. So busy. She had some nice little 15, 16 minutes to chat. This is Molly Tuttle, one of the most fascinating, highly skilled guitarists, wonderful singer also, Molly Tuttle. Very, very happy to welcome back to Unreal Bluegrass, Molly Tuttle. How are you, Molly?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Molly, I'm doing fine. You're such a busy person after When You're Ready dropped, which I guess was in April on Compass, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's everything I see you on social media, everybody wants Molly Tuttle now, and for good reason, but I see you're so busy, and I'm thinking what a privilege it is to be able to grab a few minutes to talk to you about...
Oh, yeah, totally.
When you're ready, second time for you, you were right before all the nominations started coming in, you were a guest, and then that week everything exploded, mm-hmm. and people started saying Molly Tuttle, and now you've won Guitar Player of the Year twice for IBMA and all kinds mm-hmm. of other awards that I didn't write down yet, because they're out there. But they're all deserved. The new album, When I'm Ready, I love this album. And I don't always just say that. I've listened pretty intently for the last day or so getting ready for this. If I could only say one thing about this, Molly, I think what this album says to the listener, what it ought to say is Molly's voice and her extraordinary guitar work are now co-equal branches of Molly Tuttle.
I think you're
finding your voice, and I don't mean that just in the singing vocals part, but and you should, because you're really at the very beginning of what's going to be a very strong career in what you do musically.
Thanks.
But you're welcome. But I think that, but listen to this, there are so many subtle things about your guitar work and your vocals in the support of that I think that anyone would listen and say, you know, Molly Tuttle's vocals, okay, we loved her because of her guitar work. Everybody does. But now it's like, here's my vocals and my expressiveness and my voice. And that's,
oh, thanks.
I think it's just a wonderful thing. Let me ask you, as you were putting When You're Ready together, were you cognizant of those things, or just the natural evolution of what you're doing?
It was a natural evolution. I think the songs that I was writing naturally, like, stretched my voice in new directions, like just the register of my voice. Some of the songs on there have a few of them have me singing the choruses in the upper register of my voice, and I think my singing has just kind of naturally evolved. It's always been something that I've worked hard on and have been really passionate about, as much as guitar playing. So I think with these songs my voice was just showcased in a different way.
I agree. Yeah, it does. And you're really leaning into these vocals, and I want people to listen as they get the album and listen. I want them to listen to the vocals, and I made notes about some of the steady vocals that are throughout. But really listen to the fact that you're singing harmonies over yourself, and how strong. And I know nothing about singing, but when a singer hits a note and can hold it as long as they need to be comfortable within the song, that to me is a talent, and you're hitting them, and you're just holding them and using it to express what the song is saying, in addition to your really nice guitar work behind it. So I think there's going to be more of this, but I think this album finally showcases, not finally, you've not been recording a lot of stuff, but if you reach this point, I think it's your voice and your guitar are now, we can say those things have reached an equality within your music.
Oh, thank you so much.
The first cut that everybody saw and heard probably was the video, because of the video driving a million miles. Here's, again, this is my, please stop me, but when I listen to the album, the way songs are lined up, Million Miles to me is a welcome to this new album. And if Take the Journey wasn't the next song on it, I would say Welcome to My Journey is what you're saying in Million Miles. Right? I mean, am I totally offline? I'm just reading too much into it.
Yeah, no, I think that one kind of encompasses encompasses a lot of what the album's about, and it also, to me, bridged this new album to what I've done in the past. I mean, we had, like, Sierra Hall playing mandolin, and it's a little more acoustic instrument-forward on the track, so we thought that would be a cool, just kind of, yeah, welcoming people into the album, and people who have been fans for a while, and new listeners. We thought that would be a good way to just bring everyone in.
It is, and it's easily the lightest, I'll say the lightest mood or the lightest song in the collection. And it's kind of like come into my house. Even the video is, you know, you're in a house and you're, but it's like come into my house and now we're going to take you on a journey. And then you do hit, coincidentally or not, take the journey, the second tune, which is this is me on my guitar and my singing, and then we progress through the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Take the Journey also, we thought that'd be a good one to start with. It's kind of different from the other songs in that you're, the narrator isn't really the focus of the song, and you're kind of just talking about, we're writing about, similar to the hero's journey, just taking your own path.
Well, and that's, we don't need to go through all these songs. I appreciate your time, and we'll do as much as we can, but I want to use them as an opportunity to talk with you about the music that you're doing. This album, to me, is a positive affirmation, embracing life, and, you know, there are sad parts that can be enlarged beyond personal relationships, but it seems to me that, you know, you're always it's an affirmation to me. All these songs are, you know, don't let go, you take the high road, I'll take my road, some lyrics from the High Road song. I just feel like your whole attitude is, you know, here I am, and I'm going to overcome to the extent that I need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what I was working through when I was writing a lot of the songs. And these songs were all written in the period of, like, 2 years. So it was really just kind of like, here's my life at this time.
Yeah.
I think it's what I tried to just show on the album is embracing all different parts of life and different emotions. And, yeah. Telling
the
story.
I looked down at my note while you were explaining that, and please take the opportunity to explain. Clue, I wrote down for Clue that for some reason I scribbled in, I can barely read it. Listen to the really strong, soulful, steady vocals of this, and that's a very different sound. That song, which is the last cut of 11 on the album, you have a lot of different sounds. I don't mean that you're not Molly Tuttle, but that's a different feel totally to Clue, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that one stands apart from the others, and that was the last song we cut in the studio, and I actually went in and redid the vocals later, and that was just a really tricky one for me to sing, because I hadn't really sung like that before, and so one day, finally, we kept trying to get the vocals, and one day it finally clicked, and I really felt comfortable in the song, and just could use my voice in a way that I hadn't before. Wow. So that was really what wanted to come together, which is why we thought it would be a nice closer.
It's
to
a
the
great
album.
Closer, because you know what it is? Just as Million Miles is an invitation to this one, that's look for what's coming next. Maybe, maybe not, but the song itself is you're someone tells me you're playing the blues, I'm looking for a clue, and you're searching the airwaves. You're a musician, so you think in those terms a lot as far as relationships or whatever, but that song to me was a perfect one to end what is a great progression throughout, starting with Million Miles and Take the Journey and Make My Mind Up. I have notes about many of these lyrics. When you're ready, The High Road, like I said, I love the phrase, you take the high road, I'll take my road, because there's not all automatically a high and a low.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
The light came in, and the power went out. You spark up my sky. Now, in all of these songs, Molly, they work on so many levels. They can be on a personal relationship, but they can also be, I guess, depending on what the listener wants to hear. And I encourage everyone to listen and make your own interpretations. But all of these songs that I mentioned have interpretations that should be easy enough to get into for anybody listening, whether they want to make it a big broad scope issue or a very personal one.
Yeah, totally. I think especially Light Came In, Power Went Out. I wrote that with Maya DeVitri of the Straybirds, and we were just kind of thinking about how in our day and age we're all so distracted, and sometimes when everything has to just be stripped away to really see someone else and I mean, everything that's going on in the world, there's just so much stuff to wade through, and the word power can mean a bunch of different things. So,
right. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of very let's see how we can put this, because I know what you're trying to say. There's a lot of very forceful disagreement in all kinds. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make this as... It doesn't have to always be like that, to where we have to disagree to the point where whatever the issues are, that we're at blows, and we certainly have to take our positions. But that's just it. I think that's a great way to explain it.
Thanks. Yeah, sometimes you have to just see someone else as they are. We're all humans.
Yeah, the song Sleepwalking, I wrote notes about that. I just thought your vocal in that was, it's a gorgeous, the tempo of these songs vary a lot. I mean, like we mentioned, Clue's mm-hmm. totally different feel. Take the Journey is upbeat, and again, focuses on the guitar playing that you do. But Sleepwalking is, as many of these things are, is a slowed down tempo. And it's just to me, I wrote gorgeous was the word that I wanted to remember when I got you on the phone.
Thanks.
That's
one of my favorites on there. That song came together. That's another one that came together slowly, and we really just wanted to get each part exactly right. And I just love how it turned out.
The one right after that, and again, we're not going to cover all of these because you have things to do too. But Sit Back and Watch It Roll is a darker. When I listen to it, I don't mean for the words necessarily, but just kind of a darker tone. You know what I'm saying? Can you help me out on that?
Totally. Yeah, I wrote that one in the same tuning as Take the Journey. So those two are the only ones in an open tuning on guitar. And I've heard it called Mountain Minor on banjo, where you tune to a G and get rid of the open third. So it does have like a darker sound where you don't really know if it's major or minor, very like modal sounding. And that one, we just kind of wanted to make it sound tough, and we got Billy Strings to come in and sing on that, and Sierra's playing octave mandolin on that one. That was actually the oldest one off the album. I wrote that with Kai Welch when I was going into the studio to record Rise, my EP that came out a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It just didn't quite fit with those songs, I thought, so decided to save it, and I think it kind of bridged the gap between what I was doing then and the new set of songs.
So many bridges in this album, Molly. There's so many bridges that portend well for you, because I think these are all positive things. So the sound you're... And you are. I've said this before. You are so busy now. I don't even know how you have time to like, for this, for instance. I am very grateful for this opportunity. But you have become so much in demand from so many different points.
Yeah. It's been a busy year, and it's been really exciting. I love playing. I'm playing with a new band that is different instrumentation, so it's less... I've always toured with a bluegrass band, but my band now is drums and electric bass and electric guitar and violin. And that's been really energizing, to be doing something new. And I still definitely play bluegrass when I'm home and go to bluegrass jams and stuff, but it just feels exciting and fresh, and it's an exciting time, and grateful for all the opportunities coming up.
Well, there's going to be a lot more of them, I think, as you're finding out. And again, I'm looking at my notes as we're talking and as you're explaining, just in case there's anything else that I think is has to be talked about now. There's a song on here that talks about... I cannot read my notes, I apologize. It has to do with a ship and the sails. Help me on that one for a minute. Is it Mess With My Mind? Is it...
A song with ship and sails?
Yeah, there's a song where you let your sails down. Is that part of the...
Oh, yeah, that's When You're Ready.
That's right. Okay, When You're Ready. Yeah, okay, there it is. I can see it right there. Send Me a Signal. I take that as a very intimate... Although, again, all these tunes, Molly, which is what you don't need to explain any of these, and I don't want to force interpretations out of you, but mm-hmm. all these songs have so many different levels, and plus they're just really fun to listen to, which is a good thing all by itself.
Thank you so much.
When
You're Ready to me feels like one that's really open to... could mean a lot, could be a lot of different kinds of relationships.
Yeah.
In that.
Listen, I want to let you go because I know that you're very, very busy. I want to make sure that everybody knows, number one, you're going to be at Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival this year, 2019, mm-hmm. right? You've been there a lot. It's been a lot of time there. I've seen you there often with different settings. The other thing go ahead. The other thing is, you have a website. I always want everyone to get, I'm sure they can Google your name and find out where you are and where they can find this album on Compass and then track your, as you travel around the country. I'm right, correct?
Yeah. You can go to my website, mollycoddlemusic.com, or, a quick Google search will bring you to like Facebook and Instagram, anything you want to find.
The most important question, Molly, before I let you go, Molly Tuttle, are you having fun?
I am, yeah, having a lot of fun.
Good. Well, I had Louisa Branscombe on a couple weeks ago, and of course we focused on the reissue of and the redoing, what I call the remastering of Steel Rails, and she had good things to say about you on that, and that was such a great
event. Yeah, that was so much part of.
Yeah, well, everybody. And so you are now, you're in and out of those situations all the time. You're being pulled in where if someone wants to redo a classic song like Steel Rails, there's going to be Molly Tuttle and Sierra Hull and Becky and all these other great people that you're in demand is what I'm trying to say. You know that, but I'm so happy for you and you must be so busy. You're just like minute to minute.
Yeah, it's pretty busy. Each day is kind of different. So.
Okay. All right. On that note, Molly Tuttle, I appreciate your time. I'll let you go, and please go make great music. I will see you at Gray Fox this year and say
Thank
hello
you,
if I have the opportunity. All right. See you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.